Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King.
Hi, and welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist's Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Kelly Hatley, and today is January 2nd. Right now we are going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we will be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is Joy to the World, and the fourth stanza says, He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love. Our scripture today comes from Psalm chapter 96. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and glory are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, The Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it, let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His truth. If I were to pick one of the top five Christmas carols that everyone should know, Joy to the World would be on that list. The entire text of this carol is so full of joyful proclamations. Psalm 96 is the reading for today, and many of its phrases can be paralleled with the carol text for today's stanza. Here are a few. He rules the world with truth and grace. Psalm 96:13 says, They will sing, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His truth. The next phrase, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness. Psalm 96:10 says, Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. And Psalm 96:13 says, He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His truth. The next phrase, and wonders of His love. Psalm 96:3 says, Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all people. Notice also the references to Psalm 98 from last Thursday. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Psalm 98, verse 3. This entire carol reminds us of the greatness of God as all creation will sing out, declaring, Joy to the world, her King has come. The spirited music which accompanies this great text adds an even greater sense of happiness and celebration to the announcement of this good news. It's almost impossible to sing this song and not be smiling at some point. What a wonderful King and Savior we have. Joy to the world. Let us keep this message in mind now as we enter the season of Epiphany, where we celebrate Jesus Christ's revelation to the world as God's Son. What a mission we have as believers to bear this message.